Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's 6 o'clock, and that means it's time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. Today, it's Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 Talk. Say that three times fast. From Texas Motor Speedway, and alas, Chase Elliott gets the win, breaking a very long winless streak, getting the sport's most popular driver back to victory lane in a pretty exciting race. So we're going to talk Texas. Of course, we're going to have points. We'll have standings. We'll have all that good stuff later on in the program. Plus some interesting stats about what went on at Texas. And a little bit more as we get ever closer now that nine races are in the books, right around the corner from race 10 in the season. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. Let's talk Lone Star State. Let's talk NASCAR here on Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. I am Casey. And looking across from me, I mean, not only does he look optimized, he's got to wear a shirt to prove it. It's a black shirt, and it says Optimized. It is our optimized boss, Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. And, you know, I'm proud that I'm optimized.
I got to be honest with you. I figured those sleeves would be a little tighter. Have you stopped work doing arm workouts?
Oh, yeah. I don't do arm workouts. All I do is focus on my legs.
Oh, it's legs?
Yeah, it's just legs I work on.
It's about time. That's all I can say.
You know, I just decided.
So many years you just neglected them.
I was going to try to make you feel better.
Never skip leg day.
And just focus strictly on my legs in the gym.
I think that is what you ought
to
do.
Matter of fact, I'm surprised I'm even able to walk right now.
Yeah. If you're doing it right, it should be hard to walk every day.
Well, actually, this is a triple X shirt in the sleeves. I've had to stretch out a little bit.
That's got to be I feel like if you raised your arms up, I'd see your belly. That's a medium.
My belly.
What are you doing? It's not that kind of show, man.
See, there's no belly there. Yeah. I was just trying to prove to you there's no belly.
So, oh boy, yeah, didn't think the show was starting out this way. Hey, how's it going, Sean? Welcome into the show. We're gonna talk NASCAR today. If you can keep your clothes on, you weirdo.
When you got it, flaunt it.
You were just showing me how optimized you are.
Yeah, I am optimized. That's for sure. Things have been going well. It's been a busy, hectic day. You can see that the Optimize You studio is in a little bit of chaos. That's why I'm a little bit in chaos, I guess, because we've been working on some things here today, trying to improve our soundproofing of the studio.
Yeah, man, we had all sorts of weird things happening when I got in today.
Yeah, so we're getting there.
It's
good, and I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, we're probably a 9, but I want it to be a 10 or a 10 plus. So that's what we're working on.
So, but I gotta listen, as far as podcast studios in Chattanooga goes, we've still got to be we are still the Hendrick organization.
This is not a podcast studio. This is a radio and podcast studio. Get it right now.
It's a hybrid.
There's a sign on the outside the door that says radio and podcast studio. You got to get it right.
Okay, radio and podcast studio.
There are a lot of podcasts done in here, though.
I would say it's the majority is podcasts that are done here, but we still do this.
Actually, there's 5 radio shows that are done in here.
Yeah, are we the last remaining of the live radio?
We've always been the only remaining live.
So I think
we're pretty much the only thing left live in radio.
In Chattanooga, probably. But like, as people are driving, like right now, if you're listening to us driving down East Brainerd Road, like we're right here in studio actually talking now. This has not been recorded 2 hours earlier or 2 days ago. It is, we're truly live, which I moved to Chattanooga and started working over off Lee Highway.
Is that your phone?
No, that's Superducer Chuck going, yep, we're live.
Oh, see? Okay.
You know, you can't get sound effects like, yeah, you can't get sound effects if you're tape delayed.
I didn't know where that sound came from.
But when I moved here on Old Lee Highway, working out at Old Lee Highway, US 101 was live 24/7 still.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2004, live radio 24/7, which even then was kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, and there's still people in the building, and like, you know, Mo and Stickman live in Chattanooga and are still there. But like, people actually hitting buttons in studio and talking live, I don't think it's the norm anymore.
No, it's not. Radio has changed tremendously in the history of this show. We have always conducted this show live. But all the other shows in the Whitfield Media Group, we are all pre-recorded. And so much of radio today is what they call in the business voice tracked.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
So, it's just the way it is. And, you know, there's so much in television that is pre-recorded. It's just the way of the world.
Not Mrs. Whitfield, though.
Your local news is always live, but most other programming. Of course, local news is majority of what your local TV stations are producing these days. They each have a one-hour talk show earlier in the day, most 3, 9, and 12, and those are live. But most everything we see otherwise is going to be pre-recorded. But it's just the way of the world. You don't have to be live in order to be putting out a good product.
No, but you know, there's something about it. I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, we talk NASCAR and we talk, you know, sports of any kind, is it's the original reality TV. It's happening live.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that makes it great. So
here's a little trivia. See if you know the answer to this. The oldest sports show in Chattanooga is Sport Talk.
Okay.
Across town, another radio station.
Yeah. Our buddy Quake and those guys.
The second oldest sports show is what?
The second.
That is just sports related.
That is sports related. Because ESPN's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gone.
You know, I don't know.
It's this show.
It's us?
Racing Talk Radio. On Rock 105, presented by Optimize You.
You know what?
We are the second oldest sports programming show on radio in Chattanooga.
You don't always have to be number one. You can be number two.
Well, yeah. I'm proud to be number two.
A lot of people call us number two.
Mrs. Whitfield does not call me number two.
No.
She calls me number one.
Absolutely.
But everything else in my life, I'm number two. But, yeah, I didn't know if you was aware of that little bit of trivia or not.
No, okay.
Well. This show's been on the air 24 years, and we've outlasted a whole lot of people.
Sounds like it's about time I renegotiate my contract, I guess.
Oh, you're already in that Jeff Gordon lifetime contract.
I've locked in for life.
Yeah,
you didn't even know it.
You're locked into it. Hey, how was the weekend?
It was pretty good, man.
Did you play or just watch golf?
Just watched golf. We had went to a Lookouts game Friday night. That was fun.
It's really?
Always good to see.
That was home opener, wasn't it?
I believe so. And it was, it was a quick game. Like, there was a whole lot of, which is good. Like, if you've been to a baseball game, they can drag on. But it went by pretty quick, but we still had a good time.
Was it chilly or?
No, it was weather was really good. It was a little windy, but it was good. And then Saturday night, you know, my little girl goes to OLPH, and they had their big fundraiser called the Ram Bash. And so got to get all dressed up looking fancy. And
all them Catholic people got together.
Go have cocktails for the kids. Give them some more money. You know how that goes.
The Catholics get together and have a cocktail.
By God. Open bar. And you know what?
It's the only church you can go do that at and not feel guilty.
You'd have been proud of me. Wasn't it you and Mrs. Whitfield that started drinking whiskey and ginger ale?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was my drink of choice Saturday. And boy, did I have fun.
Yeah. But how'd you like it?
I had more than probably you and Mrs. Whitfield, maybe combined.
Well, I had, you know, we tried that at Nightfall, excuse me, a couple of years ago, and we thought, hey, this tastes pretty good. Ginger ale, a little bit of Chattanooga whiskey. And it seemed like that was one of those things during the summer we, you know, would have maybe once a week. And as time has gone along, I can't even tell you the last time I had one.
Well, it's been a while. I had enough for both of us and then some, but it was a good time.
Yeah. You don't consume quite as many calories as you do with other beverages of that type.
Oh, well, that was nowhere near my radar.
You weren't even considering that?
Not at all.
It was so, what did you think about the Masters?
It was very good.
Yeah.
It was a really good Masters. The course played really tough, so you didn't have these crazy scores. At one point, you had five guys tied for the lead on Sunday. And then at the end of the day, the best golfer in the world and has been for a while kind of pulled away from everybody.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun to watch.
What did you think about his statement that if his wife went into labor, he was out of there?
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
But I also think that if his wife started to go into labor, she would say, do not call him until he's done.
Yeah. I wonder how much he earned. Do you have any idea?
He's earned $15 million so far this year.
No, I'm talking about from the Masters.
But from the Masters, I'd have to look that up. But he's won.
What would you guess?
Three or four.
Because isn't the Masters considered the number one?
It's one of the four
tournaments in the country.
It's one of the four majors, but it's probably the most coveted. But probably $4 million, $5 million. I don't know.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I would have thought it'd been more than that. So where does the Masters rank as far as golf in the world?
It's probably the number. It is of all the four major championships. It's the only one that is always played at the exact same course, Augusta. Mm-hmm. It's the one that's the richest in tradition. It's the one that if you win, it is the coolest club to be a part of is a Masters winner. Period. Mm-hmm. So it probably ranks number one among fans and golfers as the top major. So yeah, it's the pinnacle, if you will.
I was once watching one of the Masters programs. I don't remember if it was on ESPN or Golf Channel or CBS, but they were talking about the history and tradition of the Masters, and they were interviewing one of the past winners, and he was talking about all the traditions and things you do and things you couldn't do. And he made the comment that he went on Saturday Night Live or a television program, national program, and he had on jeans wearing his Masters jacket.
Mm.
That is a no-no.
Absolutely.
And he got reprimanded for that. You do not wear jeans with your green jacket.
So here's a cool thing about the Masters. The clientele or the membership of Augusta Country Club is so, I don't know what you call it. It is
highfalutin,
high end, very very high end, very very exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these people, that it has enough money that it doesn't really need any more money. And in a world where money's the only thing that matters,
yeah, they bought out a whole neighborhood a few years ago.
They own their own broadcast rights, Sean. So they don't sell them off to anybody else. They you can watch the Masters on an app for free. Watch the entire thing. And they do that because they don't need to sell it to have the money. They could make 10 times what they make, but they know they don't have to. If you'll notice, when you watch the Masters, there's about four sponsors.
AT&T, IBM,
yep.
Mercedes. There's three or four major sponsors.
Yeah, but you're not seeing near the amount that you're going to see on any other tournament. And it's because they just simply don't have to. And they own their own rights. And they say, if you want to broadcast the Masters, which CBS does, because it's going to be the highest rated golf, then you're going to do it our way. And none of the other tournaments have the gumption to do that because they want to make as much money as possible.
You're going to do it on our terms.
Yep. So anyway,
what do you think? I guess it would be too early to say how the TV ratings stacked up. I don't know if NASCAR could have lost to the Masters yesterday or not. NASCAR might be neck and neck with the Masters.
I think the Masters is going to end up beating NASCAR a little.
You think by a little?
Yeah, but by a smidge.
Well, you know, we've talked about the TV ratings some over the last few weeks. Last week's race at Martinsville, drew 2.19 million on NASCAR FS1 or Fox FS1. The Final Four game was on that same day. Do you think NASCAR won or the Final Four won?
Final Four had
ladies some, Final Four.
Ladies, no, it did not. I think the ladies Final Four. It was it the Iowa game?
Yes.
I think the Iowa game probably beat NASCAR.
Well, I'm sort of being a little bit sarcastic because there was no comparison. NASCAR, just 2.2 million. The girls championship Final Four got 18.7 million.
Golly.
Wasn't even in the same ballpark.
Wow.
Masters 18.7. So if you know if the girls Final Four drew 18.7 million, the Masters was probably, I'd say the Masters is behind that, but not by much.
No, you'd be surprised. Right now, the early ratings are in 3.2 million.
For the Masters?
Yep, from the 3 to 6, or 3 to 8, the main part.
Okay, so it's really no comparison then to the ladies' basketball. And by the way, the draft for the WNBA is tonight for the ladies.
Oh, people will tune in for the first pick, and then they'll tune out.
Yeah, the Indianapolis Fevers or whatever. Yeah. Or
who do you think they'll pick?
I'd say it's a pretty good expectation of who that will be. But, yeah, that's going on tonight, as a matter of fact. So you can catch that on ESPN. But anyway, I thought, wow, NASCAR don't even show up on the radar compared to the ladies' Final Four basketball.
I can't think of any sporting events that would command 18 million.
And I'm not talking. I'm not sure what the men got.
That's NFL playoff type stuff.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how the men stacked up the next night.
Not near as much.
You'd think the women outdid them.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, maybe during the break you could do a little Casey Orr research on that and see how that stacked up. When we come back, we're going to break down the NASCAR race at Texas. And a little bit later, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. CW Network is going to be covering NASCAR a little bit sooner than we all anticipated. We'll tell you what that's about as we continue. Of course, we are presented to you by OptimizeU. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com, and we are coming to you live from the OptimizeU studio. A lot more NASCAR as we go along. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? You like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. Today, talking Texas. At least we're going to this break, we promise. Chase Elliott with the big win, his first of the season, breaking a long drought for the sport's most popular driver. And of course, later on the program, we will look at the races coming up. And the next race will be... Ooh, can that be right? Yes, it is. Talladega's coming up this weekend. The Geico 500 ought to be a good one.
Yesterday was a good day for the business of NASCAR. Chase Elliott broke his 42-race winless streak. Whenever Chase Elliott does well, the sport's most popular driver for a number of years, that is a good Chamber of Commerce day our sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was a much-needed win. I mean, that was a race team that hasn't shown a win in quite some time. You figure 42 races since he had been in victory lane. And it was a race team that I'm sure many people were starting to ask themselves a question, okay, should there be a change with the crew chief? Should there be a change here, a change there? And the team has shown that it stuck together and overcome its challenges. And that's one of the comments that Chase Elliott pretty much emphasized, Doan, in his post-race interviews, was the fact that he was so proud of his team and proud of the fact that everybody stuck together during tough times and nobody gave up and nobody decided to give in and look towards making changes and adjustments.
Yeah, you're going to have these ups and downs. And, you know, Chase Elliott got injured last year, kind of had some, I guess, uncharacteristic things go on track that made you think, like, what's going on? But, he's in the right team. Well, then this season starts. And my gosh, Sean, William Byron's winning all the races. And you've got Martin Truex Jr. that's got to win, and he's winning all these poles, and you're thinking, like, okay, what's really going on? The equipment's finally there. This has got to be a big load off of his back, and now that you've got that one out of the way, it's got to feel like the first win again just about for him, because it's been so long. Now is when you sit back and see probably what this nine team's really capable of.
To add to your comment of winning all the races, Hendrick Motorsports has won five of the first nine races this season.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
William Byron, three. Kyle Larson's got a win now. Chase Elliott. So three of the four drivers have a win. I would say that there's a little bit of domination going on with Hendrick Motorsports right now.
Yeah, they're obviously at the top of their game. And that's kind of a bad sign for the rest of NASCAR because Hendrick is just going to keep winning, and every race they win is one less. You get to win and make the playoffs.
When you look at the three manufacturers, it seems like Toyota has continued to hang in there strong and show progress. Ford, when you look at the three, Ford is probably the most struggling manufacturer. However, they showed some improvements yesterday with Brad Keselowski having a good day, but still, they're having troubles with speed. And Brad Keselowski was pretty candid about that after the race was over.
Yeah, it seems every year one of the manufacturers takes a small step back while the other ones, you know, continue on. Maybe it's Ford's, but listen, we've also seen these teams and these race brands turn around as the season goes.
All right, let's get into the results of the Echo Park Automotive 400 at Texas Motor Speedway. And as we've been talking about, Chase Elliott got the win. It is his 19th victory in 295 NASCAR Cup Series races, and certainly his first win of the 2024 season, his fourth top 10. And then the driver that came in second was Brad Keselowski. He posted his 14th top 10 finish in 29 races. It's his fourth top 10 finish in 2022. William Byron posted his sixth top 10 finish in 10 races at Texas Motor Speedway. In fourth spot, Tyler Reddick. Fifth, Daniel Suarez. Sixth was Chase Briscoe. Seventh, Bubba Wallace. Eighth, Austin Dillon. Ninth, Kyle Busch. And tenth, Chase Huckefar. Carson Huckefar. What I want to point out, Brad Keselowski started 22nd, ended up in second place. And then when you look at the day that Kyle Busch was having, started 35th and ended up with a ninth place finish. So positive day for Richard Childress Racing and Kyle Busch. And then Austin Dillon. He sort of was having nothing but bad luck so far this year. Finished in eighth, making it the first time that RCR has had both of their cars in the top 10 so far in 2024.
It's never a good thing to happen nine races into the year. A little known fact, Sean, Carson Huckefar's mom runs his Fanbook Facebook page. So there you go.
That is some breaking 11th, news there.
Truex Jr. 14th, Chris Buescher 15th, Christopher Bell in 17th, Kyle Larson, not a great day, 21st, Austin Cindric 25th, go down the line, bad day for Denny Hamlin in 30th, Ross Chastain 32nd, Ryan Blaney 33rd, a lot of big names down there towards the bottom, and Alex Bowman, the Hendrick guy that didn't do so well, 37th.
Chase Elliott winning the race. He also led 39 laps. It looked like there at the end that Denny Hamlin was going to be ending up in victory lane. However, he ended up in the wall there at the end, and that put Denny Hamlin in 30th position. Denny Hamlin led 37 laps in yesterday's race. Another driver that had a good day leading laps, Tyler Reddick. He led 37. And then Kyle Larson, he led the most laps of the day with 77. But it just wasn't going to put him to victory lane, especially when you lose a wheel and a tire. That just is never good.
No, Chase Elliott, big win. And who is Chase Elliott's crew chief, Sean?
Alan Gustafson.
Alan Gustafson, that's right. It was one of those little facts for some reason I'd forgotten, but a guy that's had a ton of success.
Been around the sport a long time.
Absolutely. You knew he was going to get his driver back in victory lane, and Chase Elliott gave him a lot of credit, kind of basically keeping his mind right during this long winless streak. But big win for Chase Elliott, yes, and big win for NASCAR. It's always good when your most popular driver has success on the track.
Now, there was a couple of drivers that you could say were in the category of a bad day. Alex Bowman was the victim of an incident early in yesterday's race, which put him back in 37th spot, and he fell from 10th to 14th in the points. And then Michael McDowell, he was dueling for the lead and ended up in a wreck and put him at the tail of the field, finishing in 35th position. Ford Motor Company has yet to win this season in Cup, Xfinity, or Truck. That is no wins in 24 races among the three series. So I was talking a moment ago about things have not been going so well for Ford, but it even gets worse when you share the notes about the fact that they have yet to end up in victory lane in any of the three NASCAR seasons.
They're just saving them.
Series.
Saving them for later. That is a bit of a shock for all three series to be lagging behind. I am, you know, and
it's 24 races.
We'll never know because the numbers don't mean a lot. But I am curious when it comes to manufacturer support, how important is that these days? How much money and how much technology really comes with that? Or are they just, here's some money, go build stuff and be sure and put our logo on it?
I've always been curious too, what the manufacturer's budgets look like.
Yep.
When you look at the three manufacturers, what's their overall annual budget that they put towards NASCAR? And typically, whoever spends the most money is the one that's going to show the best results and the best in performance. And I'm wondering if that's truly the case when you measure the three manufacturers. I've never heard any figures shared or even leaked out in the media. Have you?
Yeah, I know. I don't think the manufacturers want people to know. But that is true. And is it just a check or is it like, hey, we've got engineers too and they can help? I don't know.
Well, what I would be curious about is what when Toyota looks at their overall motorsports budget for NASCAR, what is the total amount of money they're spending? And that could be in staff, that could be in operations, facilities, their investment with the teams. What's the overall price tag?
Yeah. And how do they divvy up that pie?
Well, you know, it's up in the millions without any question. The thing that has caught my attention, say, over the last 10 years is these car makers are spending millions and millions of dollars in NASCAR, but none of the three of them appear to be maximizing it in their sales and marketing of selling their products to the American public.
Yeah, the win on Sunday, drive on Monday, I think that's a way of the past.
Well, years ago, you could walk into a Chevrolet dealership, as an example, and go into the parts department, and you're going to see Goodrich Racing and Dale Earnhardt and all that everywhere. When you walk into a car dealership now,
Fast and the Furious.
I haven't been in a car dealership in the last, say, couple of years, but I used to be in them a lot when I was in the oil business, and you would never see NASCAR being prominently marketed. And I used to always think, man, these dealers and these manufacturers are missing a great opportunity. So anyway, that's my 5 cents worth of opinion. All right, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the NASCAR Cup Series and a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. Big win for Chase Elliott at Texas. Gets his first win of the season. First win in over 40 races. So an entire season, essentially, of races since Chase Elliott has been in victory lane. So the number 9 goes to victory lane. And now all attention turns towards Talladega, Sean, the Geico 500. We're going restrictor plate racing again. And I think it in one of the certainly the most famous racetracks in all of NASCAR, and one of two super speedways. So we know it's always good. It's always fun. The drivers may not like it, but boy, we sure love to watch it. And that's a race coming up at Talladega. Let's see. That is going to be the Geico found that's
Beyond Fox.
Beyond Fox, yeah, the big boy network. All right.
I've been around the sport of NASCAR ever since the early 90s, and then got into the business side of the sport with Union 76, as you and many of our listeners know. And I didn't really appreciate all the years I was going to Talladega, because I was in Talladega 22 or 23 straight years for both races. But I found as I've gotten older that I have gained more appreciation for Talladega Super Speedway as far as the type of show that it produces on the racetrack. It's become one of my more favorite races to watch.
You know, restrictor plate racing, I mean, it's a lot. It's fun. It's fast. It's the most even, you know. Yeah. And I know that maybe sometimes that people can say, well, the teams that spend the money and are more talented and have all that, they should be better, right? But every once in a while, you know, you get into one of these racetracks where you're only allowed to go so fast, so it really puts the driving in the hands of the driver and dumb luck. And I think that's probably what the drivers hate too. Mm-hmm. But it is. It's one of the few races that just about everybody's got the same chance. However, that also comes with, you know, a lot of times, especially at Talladega, because it's so smooth, lots of runs of, yeah, not a lot of action. You know, a bunch of side-by-side stuff, but if there are no wrecks or if it gets spaced out, not a whole lot of action. But it also leads up to the final 30 to 40 laps of any super speedway race is must-watch TV. I mean, it's you're pacing back and forth, and every lap someone's going to try something, and it's either going to work or it's going to cause something bad, and you really do never know who's going to win this thing until the very end. And I think that is, you know, that's why people love it.
Yeah, I would agree. And oftentimes through the years, people will ask me that have never been to a NASCAR race. They say, okay, if you were going to go to a NASCAR race for the first time, where would you go? And I oftentimes always suggest either Bristol or Atlanta. I typically don't recommend Talladega as a first race because I think Talladega is a much better race product on television than it is live. Unless, that's the big word, unless here in capital letters, you are wanting to go for more than just the race. If you are someone that you want to go and you want to go for the entertainment value and the camping and the pre-race activities and the activities on Saturday night and all the partying that goes on, Talladega is your race to go to. And that's the one that I'd suggest going to. But if you're somebody that you really want to just be able to watch the race, because unless you have tower seats at Talladega, and when I say tower seats, it's I think it's either the Birmingham or Anniston Tower grandstands, it is extremely difficult to be able to see anything that's going on the backstretch unless you've got a Jumbotron there nearby. So you're going to enjoy the race much more in your living room.
Yeah, it's really like the infield at Talladega, or just the, I don't know. It's not just the infield, because it kind of goes on everywhere, but it is the cultural mecca of NASCAR. So, mm-hmm. you know, NASCAR is known for tailgating, infield parties, basically kind of like a traveling, you know, it's a camp out, man. You go for 3 days, you camp out. You don't do that at football games. You don't do that anywhere else. It is a, you go there, you camp out, you have a ball, and you go home on Monday.
And you're there for all the races.
And there is not a better track to do that at than Talladega.
I know several people that have been going for years and camping out. They camp out in the same place, and there is a number of other people that they've became friends with from other cities and states across the country, and it's like a reunion. They have become friends with people that go to Talladega, and that's the only time of the year they see or talk to them, and it's like a family reunion. And many of these people have been doing this for a number of years, and so that's another thing that is unique about Talladega that I can't really say I've heard those type of stories shared about any other racetrack.
Yeah, it is unique. And Talladega becomes the third largest city in Alabama on race weekend, which I think is so funny.
Yeah.
But there's a funny movie named after it, and that probably helps with the notoriety. But it really is. It's a lot of fun. But it is a race that, to me, the final, like I said, 30 to 40 laps is must-watch TV.
Yeah. Let's put Talladega on hold for just a moment, and let's get into the point standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Texas. Kyle Larson is leading 17 points ahead of second place Martin Truex Jr. Third is Denny Hamlin. Fourth, Chase Elliott. And fifth, William Byron.
Ty Gibbs, sixth spot. Ryan Blaney, seventh, followed by Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace, and Christopher Bell rounding out the top 10. Bubba Wallace solidly in the top 10. How about that? Ross Chastain, 11th. Chase Briscoe, 12th. Chris Buescher, 13th. 14th, Alex Bowman. 15th, Joey Logano. And holding on to the 16th spot, Sean, Kyle Busch. Barely edging out Brad Keselowski, literally by 1 point. Other drivers on the outside looking in, our buddy Michael McDowell, Eric Jones, Daniel Suarez, and oh, I got to keep going down the list to try to find him. Where is he, Sean? Your buddy Austin Dillon, 28th spot. Stenhouse Jr., 27th.
Do you ever think with Kyle Busch in 16th, Brad in 17th, Brad Keselowski, that they ever have those days where they go, you know, I had it pretty darn good where I was before Joe Gibbs Racing and Penske Racing.
Well,
and maybe I should have hung around there.
Listen, it's still you're in and around the top 16. But how about Joey Logano? How bad is he?
Yeah, but think
how
about
how bad was Joey Logano's year, and he's now raced himself in the top 16. That proves anything's possible.
Well, yeah, it does. But still, I mean, Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski have had a season so far, and Brad's had it now for a while, to where they had to get accustomed to a change of lifestyle, meaning the fact that they were used to being drivers always in the top 10 that media wanted to talk to and was winning races and winning championships. And now they're struggling to even be competitive. So you used to being at the top, you find yourself more towards the bottom, and the young guys are beating you out as well as the other teams. That's got to do something to the old ego and the old psyche and all that kind of stuff.
It would be very frustrating. So, but they're also, you know, at least with Brad Keselowski, he feels like he's building something. You know, he's got a stake in it. Kyle Busch has just got to be going, man.
Well,
we won some races last year. What happened?
And don't you think it's got to have them both where they're questioning their talent and their ability? You know, am I really approaching the end of my career? I'm not the young guy out here anymore. I'm becoming one of the old veterans. Do I still have it? Do I still have the talent and the ability to get the job done? Asking yourself, is it me? and not necessarily the team. So you know those thoughts have got to go through their mind, especially, well, either one of them. I was going to say especially Brad Keselowski, but I'd say either one of them.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some frustrating moments. Like I said, I think with Keselowski, feels like he's building something. But, you know, yes, I'm sure you all look back and go, boy, you know, it's what you do, Sean, all the time. You know, back in the olden days, back when I was younger, back I had it, you know, it's revisionist history. We all have it.
You know, that's a bad habit, too, that I've developed. That and when you say it out loud like that, it makes me go, golly, man, I've gotten old.
Yeah,
it happens. I remember when I used to be the young guy in business. I used to be the young guy in the gym, and I'm not that anymore, and hadn't been that for a little while now.
Yeah, it's tough.
You're experiencing that.
Yeah,
that old goatee is just about turned all white.
It gets gray, and you know, people like I go to houses, and a lot of times I'm older than the homeowners. I'm like, what just happened? I used to always be younger than these people. So,
oh, goodness. Yeah, just wait till your little girls graduate in high school.
I want no part of that.
Then that's when the wake-up call is really going to hit you. And that could be that's not going to be too far down the road for you either, big boy. So you better get ready.
Yeah, I know. Still in fourth grade for now, though.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Still in fourth grade.
Those years tick off quickly, for sure. But when you evaluate Texas overall, how would you grade it for us? A plus, A minus, yeah, A,
solid
B?
Solid B plus. I thought it was exciting. I thought it was a good mile and a half track. I'll be honest, I was caught flipping back and forth from the Masters as well. So I think a lot of attention was divided. But for NASCAR, it's an A because Chase Elliott gets off the snide, gets back in victory lane.
I'm going to go with a just because the most popular driver won. But Texas Motor Speedway brought a entertaining and some drama yesterday. We saw a lot of crashes. We saw some share of pit strategies. And then we saw a lot of drama there at the end, especially we had to go to a green-white checker. So I thought Texas produced a good race yesterday, and I think Talladega is even going to be that much better. All right, we need to take a quick break, but in the meantime, want to let everybody know, if you don't know already, if you miss any part of today's program, you can find us in podcast form at your favorite podcast platform. By tomorrow morning, you can search Racing Talk Radio Download and listen to us in podcast, or if there's a previous episode you want to listen to or hear again, listen to us at your convenience. Also, check out our website, racingtalkradio.com. You can also find all of our past shows there as well. A lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And getting ready for Talladega, that's coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock on the Big Boy Network, the Geico 500 at Talladega. And we'll see, perhaps, if the sport's most popular driver can go back-to-back. Will Chase Elliott get another one and just continue the momentum? Or is this going to be a chance for somebody else to get to victory lane, someone else to punch their ticket into this year's playoffs? You know, Sean, earlier we were talking, TV ratings and stuff and the Masters. Well, a guy named Scottie Scheffler just won the Masters, and he's the number one player in the world. Has been for a while. He's had a lot of success. This is his second Masters win. But he's a real low-key guy, okay? Big into family, talks about his faith a lot. He's got a Nike sponsorship, kind of like Tiger, like he wears Nike clothes. But you don't see him on every TV commercial. He's not real active on social media or anything. Just kind of a dude that's good at golf. And some people are even calling him boring, but all he does is win and just be a really good golfer.
He doesn't have a lot of personality.
So
either.
Mike Tirico, who you know from TV and does football, a lot of other stuff, he was on the Dan Patrick show today, and they were kind of talking about, you know, Tiger, because right now, statistically, Scottie Scheffler is doing a lot of things that Tiger was doing in his heyday, back when Tiger just took over the golf and really the sports world for a while. Well, statistically, Scottie Scheffler's doing a lot of those things, but he's not getting near the notoriety. And they were talking about, you know, who to compare that to. And Mike Tirico says, you know, it's like in some other sports. I can't remember what name he said, or like the NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson. You know, Jimmy was absolutely one of the best to do it and won all the time, but never had the notoriety because he just was just a good guy that said what he was supposed to say and then went home when he was done. And I thought that was a pretty interesting, commentary that, you know, other people recognize Jimmy for being so dang good and for not ever having the popularity of a Dale Earnhardt Jr. or a Jeff Gordon or a Chase Elliott, you name it. But on the racetrack, there's only one or two guys that really can hang with stuff that Jimmy did.
You and I did not discuss during the break that you were going to bring up Jimmy Johnson, and I didn't discuss with you that I was going to bring Jimmy Johnson up after the break. So this is very coincidental. I was wanting to go off on a Jimmy Johnson rant. Jimmy Johnson, do you see where he scored yesterday?
I didn't realize he was in the race.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, 29th.
29th.
He outraced Ross Chastain and Ryan Blaney.
Yeah,
getting better.
And Denny Hamlin. However.
Are you about to go on this ruining your legacy rant?
Yes. I was thinking as I was seeing the results that Jimmy Johnson is ruining his legacy.
Okay, listen, I'm glad.
Seven-time Cup champion. And to this generation, they're going to remember him as the guy that, you know, was at the back of the field.
So let me bring up another name. And this is funny because I had no intention of doing this, but I thought about it, but I didn't want to hear you go on that rant, but you're already going to do it. So here you go. Tiger Woods, Sean.
He's another one that needs to retire.
Okay. So,
especially after yesterday.
He broke a record by making the most, making the cut at the Masters for the most consecutive years, 24, 25, whatever it is. But then after he made the cut, goes on to just have two terrible rounds and finishes last, essentially, at the Masters.
And he was even saying before the Masters, he thought he had a good chance of winning.
Yeah. And he played pretty good. I mean, he played good enough to make the cut. Would have had to do something pretty special over the weekend, but it's Tiger Woods. That's what he does. But he's out there getting plus 15. Do you think that's damaging to his legacy?
Absolutely.
He has nothing to
Absolutely.
Prove. He is the greatest of all time. Same with Jimmy, one of the all-time greats. He has nothing to prove. But it's a privilege for him to show up and we get to watch.
But to me, in your career, when you're on top of your game, let that be how everyone remembers you. Don't, in your career, when it looks like you're out there trying to be somebody that you have clearly proven to everybody you're not, and you have clearly proven to everybody that you're too old to be in whatever sport you're in, and why are you out there embarrassing yourself?
Neither one of them are doing it full time. It's basically gotten to be where they just show up for certain events that they want to. And, you know, the fans appreciate it and get to see them actually get out there and try.
I'm just not for it. I believe you should be a guy that has had that legacy, go out on top of your game. Rusty Wallace is a prime example of how a driver should go out. Rusty
but
went
Rusty
out.
Rusty Wallace isn't half the driver Jimmy Johnson
I know,
was.
But when I think of Rusty Wallace, I think of a Rusty Wallace that went out when he was at the top of his game. When I think of Darrell Waltrip, you know what I think about? I think of a driver that went out when he was barely hanging on and was trying to be a team owner and driver and was not running well at all. I don't think of Darrell Waltrip as the guy that won however many it was, 7, 8, 9, 10 races at Bristol, whatever the number was, was a cup champion.
When you think about Elvis, do you think about like this generational talent who everybody loved and had hit after hit after hit and was a cultural phenomenon? Or do you just think of the fat guy out in Vegas eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches?
No,
in a jumpsuit?
I think of a guy that unfortunately, you know, he passed away before he could end his career on his own terms. But I think of a guy that went out on top.
Elvis went out in a fat jumpsuit, like doing shows in Vegas.
Yeah, but he was still one of the top music entertainers in the country, if not the world.
I think you reach a certain point that you are just no rational or sane human could say Jimmy Johnson's not one of the best to ever do it. And when you get to that point, he's not trying to hang on. He's not still out there scraping for sponsorship and trying to hang with the young kids. He's to the point, he's like, hey, I want to race when I want to race. I want to try things out. I want to start a team. This will be fun. I don't think that has any effect whatsoever to his career. Same way with Tiger.
Oh,
Tiger's going to golf 4 tournaments a year if he can. But he's still going to create his own brand, and he's going to do this and that and start that. It doesn't affect because he is unquestionably
one of
the best.
Yeah, but the new NASCAR fan that's coming into the sport this year or last, when they see – they've never seen and heard about Jimmy Johnson.
They've got YouTube. Just go back and watch.
Yeah, but many of them
are
not doing
it. Dominant.
They're seeing Jimmy Johnson on the list. They're going, well, number one, okay, who is this guy? And they have no idea the legacy and no idea that he was the guy that he was.
You think when I got to meet Richard Petty, I went, oh, my God, here's the dude that wouldn't retire quick enough. No, you go,
yeah,
oh,
but
my God, it's Richard Petty. And I'd never seen him drive a competitive lap.
Richard Petty, and let me say this, Tiger Woods is in a league of his own. Richard Petty is in a league of his own. Unfortunately, Jimmy Johnson, even though he's got the record to back it up, Jimmy Johnson just never gained the popularity and the highest of respect that he deserved.
I think he got the respect, but never the popularity.
You think he got the respect he deserved?
I mean, I don't think there's anybody that can go, boy, that Jimmy Johnson, what a bum. I mean, he's the best driver of basically, I mean, he and Gordon are neck and neck, right? You can probably pull up the stats to make either. But Jeff Gordon was a, I mean, he was name dropped in country songs. Everyone knew who he was. You say Jimmy Johnson, people go, oh, yeah, the guy that coached the Cowboys.
Well, you look at Jimmy Johnson, he had one of the best records in NASCAR history. And then you look at Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s record was really not that big a deal, never had a cup championship, but yet he's one of the most well-known drivers that people remember in the sport of NASCAR, especially even the newcomers into the sport.
Yeah, and he shared a name with his father, who was basically the Elvis of NASCAR.
Well, that's true. And so it is interesting and fascinating to me at the same time. When you look at the dynamics of how we look at celebrities and athletes and their achievements, each, even though you could say, well, that's not fair that Dell Jr. is rated as well known as a Jimmy Johnson, even though Jimmy's resume was far greater, but that's just the way it happens. That's the way the sports world goes along. That's how our society goes along, even though you say, you scratch your head and go, well, that didn't make sense. But it is interesting. But getting back to Jimmy, I know we got to wrap the show up. It's just sad to me when I look at the results and Jimmy's 29th with a subpar team. I'm thinking, Jimmy, go and enjoy the race and be a team owner and, you know, wrap things up. Don't do this to your career.
I don't think he's damaging his legacy. You know what? It's like going to see Def Leppard, Sean. You're not catching them when they're at their peak, but you're at least glad you get to see them. Same with these drivers.
Yeah. All right. We are flat out of time. As you said a moment ago, we're headed to Talladega this weekend. You got a favorite?
You know what? We're going to Talladega. Yeah, back to back. All right. Back to back for Chase. How about that?
Back to back for Chase Elliott, huh?
Get you some.
All right. Well, I am. I'm going to go with Joey Logano.
All right.
I think Ford's going to surprise us all, and Joey Logano is going to lead the way.
Finally, get a win in a series.
Of course, you can catch the race Sunday on Fox Chattanooga at 3 p.m. However, if you miss the race, or even if you see the race, be sure and join us right here on Rock 105 this Monday for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. We'll share a recap of the race and get you caught up with all the latest NASCAR news on and off the track. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us. And we, again, are presented by our friends at Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WRXR Rossville, Chattanooga, Rock 105. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
An Odyssey station.
beneath the surface, consuming, confusing. This lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence.